The GOP offer would spend another $60 million on the UW. That's double the increase they originally proposed for the system, but still shy of what Democrats wanted. Republicans would also increase financial aid by about 14% over 2 years. They say their latest offer would also restore all state funding for Wisconsin public radio and television. Republicans would restore about $75 million to what the governor wanted set aside for state employee raises. That's still about $22 million less than Doyle originally proposed. GOP leaders say they're also prepared to restore most of the funding the governor wanted for the prison's budget. Their latest counter would also fund Doyle's Badger Care Plus, which would expand the state's low-income health care umbrella. Republicans would get the extra money from a $175 million transfer out of a fund set aside to compensate victims of medical malpractice. They'd also go along with part of Doyle's cigarette tax, raising the cost of a pack by 75 cents instead of the $1.25 they'd offered earlier. That leaves GOP leaders still about $400 million shy of what Doyle wants to spend on health care for the poor, largely because they won't accept Doyle's proposed tax on hospitals. Speaker Mike Hipp says that plan is totally unacceptable, although the state's hospital association dropped its opposition to the tax last week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.